We have on tradition that the people of Israel received the man, a double portion of man on Friday. And so the question was asked, well, why do we need two loaves of bread at every meal? So let's first understand a little bit about the double portion, and then let's understand maybe the answer to that. So firstly, there's a machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. When the Jews received the man, did they eat one meal a day or two meals a day? That's one machlokas. So let's assume they ate one meal a day. We go like Beis Hillel, they ate two meals a day, but let's assume they ate one meal a day. So then they got two slabs of man, one for Friday, one for Shabbos, right? So they ate the Friday one on Friday, presumably, and then they ate Shabbos breakfast, Shabbos. That's it, no? Doesn't that seem clear? So the idea of two loaves of bread, the idea is that the bread that we make hamotzi on Shabbos corresponds to that man. And this correspondence is on many levels. On the simplest level, we try to have a base under the challah, meaning aside from the table and the tablecloth of the table, we try to have either a challah board, or let's say you're at a wedding hall, and you're at a sheva brachas, so you're at some kind of family affair, and everyone has their little role. And you don't really need a challah cutting board to cut your challah, so you could take your challah and your friend's challah, put them together on your plate and put a napkin over it. Or if they haven't yet served you plates, because they're going to serve you the plate with the fish or whatever it is, so you could take two napkins and put one under the two challahs and one over the two challahs. That's because when the man came down, the man was in an encasing of dew, the Torah says. There was dew under it, there was dew over it. To commemorate that, we put something under the challah, we put something over the challah, up until we're ready to make the blessing. Then some people have the custom that they leave the cover on as they make the blessing. They put their hands through the under the cover and leave the cover on. Others have the custom that they take the cover off when they're ready to make the blessing. But at any rate, the preparation of the challahs is in correspondence to the man. It is interesting that Shabbos has correspondences to the Garden of Eden, to the Jews in the desert, and to the world that's yet to come. Kiddush, we correct Adam's sin. Adam sinned on Friday night by taking the forbidden fruit, made it into wine, right? The forbidden fruit was grapes. He ate it too early. Had he waited a little bit, he would have had the mitzvah to sanctify the day of Shabbos with those grapes. So we correct that. We make Kiddush, we make Avdalah over wine. Well, bread, the man, is another thing that we were given, which in certain respects also has a certain correspondence to the world before the sin of Adam, right? We were told that due to his sin, we would have to work to make bread. And here the Jews in the desert suddenly get food from heaven, right? So our Shabbos is supposed to be a connection to the world that's yet to come. We sing it in the Zemiros. We say, Me'ein Olam Haba. Our Shabbos is an example of the world to come. We're not working on Shabbos. Look at that. We have a full meal, we have the best meal of the week, and we don't even work. You don't even have to worry about parnasa. You don't even think about your livelihood on Shabbos. You're focused on your family. Is there a better world to come than that, than being with your family and eating and enjoying and everyone's together? So our Shabbos is supposed to be an encapsulized form of the Garden of Eden of the world to come, this perfect world that we don't have the rest of the week, but on Shabbos we have it. And the Jews in the desert, in a certain respect, had it. They had food coming down from heaven. What did they have to worry about? You know, they lived in this little bubble. They had clouds all around them. All they had to do all day was learn Torah and keep mitzvot, right? The food's coming down from heaven. What else do you need? They're not working with the curse of Adam that they're going to have to toil and sow, and right? They're not living with the curse of Adam. So we on Shabbos, what we're commemorating is not just the man that fell down then. We're commemorating that in a bigger sense. So even though technically by the time you hit the third meal, they definitely didn't have two loaves of bread, right? Go with Beis Shammai, go with Beis Hillel, however you go, by the time they reach Shabbos afternoon, they had one thing left to eat at best, right? But the sages instituted that every time we eat a meal on Shabbos, it's not only the three meals, it's minimally three meals. The minimum that a person has to have on Shabbos is one meal at night and two meals by day on which he makes a blessing on two loaves of bread. But let's say you're going to eat five meals on Shabbos. You're going to eat Friday night at home. And then after you eat Friday night at home, you're invited to Sheva Brachos. You go to the Sheva Brachas, you're going to make a motzi again. You should do it on two loaves of bread. Shabbos morning, you wake up early, you dam basikin, you eat your meal, then they invite you to a Sheva Brachas in the afternoon. That Sheva Brachas also, you have to make it on two loaves of bread. Then you come home, your wife and kids want you to eat Sudash Lishit. Well, for you, it's the fifth meal already this Shabbos, right? Still, Halacha says, every time you sit down for a meal, make it on two loaves of bread. The two loaves of bread commemorate the double portion we got on Friday. They didn't sit down on two loaves of bread all Shabbos long in the desert. They didn't have that. But every time we sit down to the meal, we're commemorating that concept that they got a double portion on Friday. So that's the idea. It's all a commemoration of the Friday, the double portion that came down on Friday. On this point...
Actually, there was something that raised... Okay, number one, I remember learning a couple weeks back in Rabbi Siegel's Shir on Prayer. He said that there's a particular Hasidic tradition about why for the night meal you cut the bottom loaf open. During the day, I believe the top one, then the last one you cut open. Now, if you're going to have five meals,
I don't know the Hasidic tradition. I mean, it is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a Kabbalistic tradition as to which you cut when. And I don't know how to explain it. I just know that's what it says. So, that's what we do. But more than that, I can't even explain
meals,
it.
How would you do the cutting of the bread?
I don't know. You have to ask him.
Okay. Another thing. You mentioned the month.